is not for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Always doing a yeoman's job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce, look up in the hizzy.
We're going to look up yeoman again on the Google
Did we do that before? What did we figure out? Other than it meant a good job.
Yeah. Someone in training to do a good job or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll take it. That's
Bruce, smarter than Dr. Drew. You heard it here first.
That's the only place I'll hear it.
And a better doctor than Dr. Drew.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Not the je ne sais quoi that Dr. Drew possesses, but a better overall technician than Dr. Drew. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, you have to make your little refinements to the definitions of...
No, I'll tell you the thing about Bruce. Bruce knows. Bruce is a nuts and bolts doctor.
Yeah.
You ask him questions, he gives you answers. Drew's a lot of, I have to look that up. Mm-mm.
I've never heard him say that.
Well, I just made that up.
Okay.
Because he's not here.
He's listening in Vermont, though.
Sure. Oh, he is? Here's the point. You know, everyone's got to go look something up. I like Bruce because he doesn't have to look anything up. You go to the stereo store and you're like, hey, is this a monitor or is this a television set? Let me check on that.
Yeah.
Is this got speakers built in or do I need to add speakers? Everyone's got to check with everyone.
It's a
for
bad
everything
sign.
All the time. It means society's going into the gutter. You know why? You know when this happened? When stuff started staying open 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. Now we got a bunch of Nimrods that need to check on everything.
Yeah.
The V6, you got the straight four that's got 150 horsepower. What's the V6 option have? Let me check on that. Really? There's three models you deal with. You don't want to know? What is it? What's with the people that just run and hide from information? Most women are this way, but it's like they see information and they're like, all of a sudden they become like Gale Sayers or OJ. They duck it, they move. The information starts chasing them, so they do a shoulder roll over the sofa and dive through a plate glass window and go screaming down the street.
Yeah.
Like if you work at a car dealership, how about you just go ahead and find out what the goddamn V6 puts out?
Yeah, well, there's a limited amount of information there, but you know, doctors take classes though in how to approach or answer something when you're not completely sure and give the patient the
they don't know
confidence.
A lot of them are like attorneys, but not you. Attorneys don't know S. I've never met an attorney that actually had an answer.
Yeah, they've got a calculator. They know what percentage of the hour they talk to.
Oh, they're on the golf course and raping you simultaneously. That's all those a-holes do. I'm really starting to lump them in with publicists.
Yeah.
Chris, which is really the worst thing I can say about a human being or even an animal.
People don't know how bad that is, what you just said.
If I start lumping you in with publicists, it's time for you just to kill yourself. And by the way, not put a gun in your mouth, burn yourself alive like a
don't
yogi.
Leave a trace. No, I know. Publicists.
Yeah, like you're
bad times.
Like you're protesting the Vietnam War.
Did a publicist just molest
douse,
you?
They're such worthless, vile pieces of steaming ass. I just can't stand those worthless
people. They're the motor
people.
That drives the business.
You're oh, they're...
okay.
Idiots. Chris?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah.
I just got out of prison?
Yeah, but the raping thing, I made that up. See, I wanted to talk to you because when I was in prison, right? On lockdown.
You're in lockdown?
Lockdown. That means you stay in your cell for
23 hours a day?
Yeah.
Which would be cool if there were like 100 hours in the day, but
no,
there's only one more.
No, that wouldn't be cool.
Oh, no, I mean, if there was 100 hours in the day and you had to stay in for 23, it wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It would be less than a quarter.
Yeah. Well, so
lockdown, in the 1 hour a day that you get out, what do you get to do?
Shower.
And what else? Nothing little?
That's shower, that's it.
No b-ball, no weightlifting, no nothing like that?
See, it's a complicated system, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But see, the only reason why I went there is because I remember you had a... Well, see, when I was on lockdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy told me, hey, man, you should check out the Loveline. I said, what the hell is that? It's a funny show. I said, all right, cool. So I started listening to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Second, Chris. We have to reboot. Look, I appreciate you being a fan of the show, and I'm sure you listen to it plenty when you're in lockdown. I'll bet you never heard the MF-er word come flying out through the radio. So that should be a clue.
Yeah.
Can't use the S word, can't use the F word. Although I do realize it's confusing because this show is so vile, so foul, so filled with just scatological bile, putrid rages that you would think, what, you know, if I just sat here and yelled S and F for 2 hours, it would be a welcome reprieve for many of the listeners.
Less damaging to the innocent mind, I think. But
absolutely.
You've got the FCC filter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got it down.
Chris?
Yeah, so what's up?
Oh, not yet. Anderson says.
What?
He's angry. Now Anderson used the F word. All right, are you good? I want to talk to Chris. Come on. He's paid his debt to society.
Maybe we could talk about what a great guy Anderson is. What a talented guy he is while we're waiting to talk to Chris.
Anderson, salt of the earth.
Anderson is.
Yeah.
He's the third member of this team on the show.
I'm talking to junior producer Lauren right now, and I was afraid I had missed it, so that's why I'm upset.
Okay. All right. Will you tell us?
Taking care of business here.
Are you ready? You ready to go?
Yeah, we're good.
And by the way, what happened to the other 18 juniors you're supposed to attach to Lauren's name? Let's not get lazy, people, because let me explain something. When you're talking about junior producer Lauren, all it takes is one slip up where instead of 23 juniors, you use, I don't know, 19 juniors, and the next thing you know, we're down to 11 juniors.
Can't you find a female tense of this junior thing? Like, instead of
Chris? Yeah.
Chris.
Chris, do not swear.
Okay, I ain't gonna.
Okay, we're not the warden. So let me ask you this: how do you get into lockdown though? You have to be a troublemaker, right?
No, see, there's two types of lockdowns. You got a behavioral lockdown. Mm-hmm. And you got an institutional lockdown.
Mm-hmm. What's the institutional lockdown?
That means it's every 6 months they do for shakedowns. I guess if you have any shanks or drugs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And how long does the institutional lockdown last for?
About maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were there for the institutional lockdown?
Both.
Oh, both. Well, what was the behavior problem you had?
I mean, not for me. You know what I'm saying? Just, in just general on the unit. Like the warden, let's just say, for an example, the riot kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
They would shut the whole unit down.
I see. Okay. Then, where were you, by the way?
I've been in different units.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, I'm from the Texas prison system, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
There's 150 prisons.
Is that a youth authority or the just...
Oh, no, in all of Texas.
Yeah, but yeah, they got youth authority in California. We should give a shout-out to youth authority, CYA. I used to go there and do tattoo removal.
Nice.
A lot of great guys.
We're right next to California in the prison systems.
Right.
So what's the deal with the license plate you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, see, that's what I got invited for. See, I was on parole already, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this police pulls me over because I don't have a license plate,
yeah.
And I don't have a driver's license, so that's it right there. Boom, they send me back.
Wow. Well, you're not supposed to be driving without a front license plate or a driver's license. Although, let me just say this. And Chris, how long did you have to go in when they pulled you over for that with the parole violation?
About 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, but well, now what's up? Are you out?
Yeah, I'm out now.
What's the plan?
Well, they got me on the monitor.
Oh, they got the ankle bracelet on you?
Yeah, house arrest. I can't even go to my front yard.
And then what? Are you going to get a job?
Well, that's what I mean. The monitor's kicking me from that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but eventually they'll take the monitor off and you'll get a job, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Did you make any license plates when you were in the joint?
Oh, no, they don't do that stuff.
Oh, okay. We do it out here. All right, wait.
Let's ask him about putting tattoos on in prison.
Hey, but thanks for listening from the joint. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, because
audience.
This guy with, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, all right. You know what I'm saying? I got bored one day. I said, I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Did you have TV in your room or just radio?
Just, they sell radios on commissary. but you can only have a day room TV. And then if you don't have a day room privileges, you can't watch TV.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. You know, by the way, it's always a bad sign when you're living somewhere that has a TV and a big, thick sheet of Lexan in front of it.
Oh, yeah. And you can't even hear it.
It just means wherever you're staying isn't a great place, even if it's just a hotel.
Yeah.
It's just bad when they have that bulletproof glass in
front. That's not a good sign.
In front of the actual TV and then that weird cage outside of it.
Who decides what you're going to watch, though? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
And you can't even hear it.
Oh, yeah. But who gets to pick what's on?
Majority.
Oh, okay. All right. Like, for instance, I like to watch Blowout. It's a show about a hairdresser on Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do you think that might work? Like, well, I'll be like, I don't care if there's arena football on, lads. I'd like to watch Bravo. Blowout's an excellent program. Who hears? No. It's not stylist. It's not haircut.
Yeah, right. It'll be
all right.
Bent so, over that evening.
All right.
Monster Garage will go off.
Ooh. Better, I think. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably
good
better.
Good episode today.
Yeah. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Chris in the joint. I heard some sort of crazy, staggering statistic the other day that, like, one in, I don't know, it was like something like one in 19 adult males is in the joint or something insane. Like,
one
I mean, just
but
maybe it was 26 or something, like, just insane. Mm. Well,
it's high. I mean, that's what a lot of the controversy is about, putting people in prison and three strikes rule. And
yeah, Chris, look that up on the internet there. But whatever the number was, it was exceedingly low. Like, I thought, like, if you would have said to me, how many adult males are in jail, you know, I don't know, maybe it was something about, you know, between the age of, you know, 19 and 40 or something. I would have went, I don't know, one in 20,000 or something like that. No, it was like one in 50. Or yeah. 1 in 28, or something like that.
25% of the entire population in prison in the world is American.
Say it again?
We have 25% of the world's prison population in America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how many of those are pot smokers? Let's face it.
Well, a lot of them are just there for consensual crimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Victimless crimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like no front license plate.
Right.
Chicken ass. What goes on? And how come no one gets upset about this? Do you know what I mean?
Well, they get upset.
I mean, the percentage of people that are behind bars in this country who don't pose any threat to anybody is insane.
Yeah.
And the amount of tickets and violations and just general police work done for nothing. I mean, when we had Heidi Fleiss in here many years ago, they had whole task forces set up. They had, you know, 30 guys posing as Asian businessmen who would go see the girls and start dating the girls and have parties with the girls. Do you think we give a rat's ass about that? Start taking down perps, you pussies!
Like the guy that killed the cop in L.A. here last week?
Yeah.
He put out his rap sheet. It's a mile long. He was out on parole for attempted murder.
Sure.
And
no, we got to make room.
It's an attorney's fault.
No, we got to make room in the prison. We have to turn people out because some guy got caught selling peyote to Grateful Dead concert. We got to make room for his hippie ass.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's injustice.
But do we not see any difference between, you know, sort of people that pose a violent threat to society and people who are just, you know, like having sex with strangers and paying money? You know what I mean? I mean, the people... Can't we all just, I mean, is there anyone who would disagree with this statement? Hey, if you want to sit home at your house and drink beer and smoke weed and masturbate to, you know, German stump porn, that's fine. Just don't wander into my yard and try to break into my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
I mean, if you pose no threat, then God bless you. If you want to kill yourself, that I feel badly for you and somebody should intervene, but it's not my problem.
Yeah.
You pose no threat.
Yeah, the system's broken. It has to be fixed, but...
Thank you.
Yes.
Tony?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yep.
What's happening?
My question is there a problem with me if it turns out that every guy I've been intimate with has a history of sexual abuse?
Yes. Let's move on. Speak to Matt, who's 17, Matt.
Yeah.
What?
It's a teachable moment for, oh, my God, she's gone.
Well, she wanted to know.
Yeah, but that would be a very interesting history. I mean,
well, she asked a yes or no question. Hold on. Is she there?
She's gone.
She gone? What was her name? Tony?
I was so quick, I didn't get her
name.
Okay.
On.
Yeah.
So, of course, she's got a history of some sort of abuse or boundary violation
herself.
Well,
that herself, wasn't the question. No. I'm answering the question.
All right.
Matt?
Yes.
What's up, Matt?
What's up, man? How's it going, guys?
It's going good.
That is fantastic. I just want to say I'm a longtime listener. I love you guys. I listen to you every night.
Thank you, and I thank you on Drew's behalf, because I know the compliment had nothing to do with Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce is pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You should sit in here with Adam for 2 hours and
it's
enjoy
gotta
his...
Be
yeah, yeah.
Nah.
It's tough. He's funny, but it's tough.
Yeah, yeah. You so may be, you may, people may think you're a dickhead, but hey, you make me laugh.
You're talking to me or Adam?
I don't know. I've had an ass full of that, too.
Come on. No. He's got a good question.
I don't care.
Well, you could you could dole it out, but you can't take it for a second.
Draws hardcore gay comic books with 14-year-old images.
Oh, go for it.
Matt, you can hang on until I'm in a better mood. Fee?
Yes?
Fee?
Fi.
Fi?
Hi.
Fo?
Fo. Hello?
I smell the blood of an Englishman. All right.
What?
All right. It's like Adam.
Corolla, what's your name?
My name is Fiona.
Oh, Fiona. Oh. But people call you Fee.
Yeah, people call me Fee.
You must have loved Shrek.
I hate Shrek.
Okay. Well, what's going on, Fee?
I've heard you guys talk about to strippers, that strippers who strip for so long, they start to hate men and they have all these kind of sexual components.
Yeah, yeah. They usually have issues with men before get into dancing, but keep going.
Great radio.
Hello?
Fee? What happened?
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe now she's a stripper and you insulted her.
Well, that wasn't really a...
no, that
negative exchange we had.
Not
was
at
it?
All. Maybe there was an earthquake somewhere in it.
Was it does it take a while to hang up? Did she
know.
Just hang up?
No, I didn't hear anything.
That was more like some madman cut the phone lines.
That's strange.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're off to a good start.
What happened to scary movies where they would clip the phone line? That was a big deal.
They
don't seem to bother with the phones anymore.
No, they just take out a chainsaw and cut the person's head off. No.
Yeah, I think the cell phones did away with that.
Cell phones affected a lot of those kinds of
scenarios. Every good scary movie would see the weirdo guy in back, snip the lines, and then a second later, the person, hello, hello, and they would keep banging off.
Right.
Hello, hello, hello.
Can't do that anymore.
No, it's got a cell phone. Yeah, you could never murder Paris Hilton because she's always on
cell phone.
She's always on her cell phone. I've seen her 8 times and have never not seen her on her cell phone.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. It was awesome. One time I did this celebrity go kart race for Super Bowl whatever 2 years ago, and she was going to be the official flag girl. And the guy gave that real stupid important speech. You know, it's like, look, what we're doing out there is dangerous. People can get hurt, so it's important that you follow the rules. And now I've spoke to Paris. Paris is going to be flag girl. Paris taking it very seriously. Paris is going to be working that phone, working that flag. Aren't you Paris? Paris? She's talking on her cell phone in the back, turn to the guy. She'd talk on her cell phone at the dentist and stuff. She'd just be like, yeah.
Can you imagine what the conversation's like, though?
No. No.
That would be very depressing.
I imagine it's just like you blew into a douchebag and then jumped onto it. That's what comes out of her.
Wow.
Jason?
Good analogy.
Yeah.
27?
That's right. How you guys doing?
Good. You have a dad who's 51?
Yep.
And he's going to marry a 23-year-old woman?
Yes, he is.
Do you know the woman?
No, I don't.
You've never met her?
No, I've met her. I actually lived in the same city as him about 2.5 years ago before I moved to Huntington, and that's about when that relationship started, and I don't like going over there because of it, really.
Really? You just feel sort of embarrassing, or your dad's kind of pathetic?
My sister's 23. She was living with him at the time, and she moved out because she was so disgusted by it. And
well, first off, he and your mom, what happened there? Did he get caught cheating? Did she break up with him?
They're married for 23 years. And my mom just ended the relationship. I mean, I agree with her that she did. I mean, my dad really didn't do me. He wasn't a bad guy, but he didn't really.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really a husband.
Well, here's the whole thing. If your dad dumped your mom and took up with his 23-year-old secretary, I would have a beef.
Right.
If your mom said, "Nah, I've had enough of this relationship," and moved on, and your dad started dating someone else, to me, it almost doesn't matter what age they are once they're over 21. Now, this is a little bit borderline,
yeah.
Although it happens all the time. Still a little bit borderline. But to me, it's all about the motivation.
Right.
Once your dad is single, then, in my mind, he can date whoever he wants. And,
that's perfectly okay. I don't have a problem with that. But my sister's kind of got over it. You know, she thinks it's pretty gross still, but she's over. But I found out they were getting married. I was physically just emotionally upset and mad about it.
Yeah.
She has a son that has the same name as me, which is really weird.
She has a four-year-old son named Jason Michael.
But anyway, you sound like a pretty self-actualized 27-year-old that's very responsible. And just the fact that you've got good enough boundaries and common sense, you know, you could turn it around and say, well, your mom and dad did something right with you. It sounds like he's maybe having a midlife crisis. So, in other words, if he led a responsible first half of his life and now he can't handle being in his 50s and he's...
No. Listen, quiet down. Don't listen to him. It's horrible. I don't even know what you're saying. I tune you out.
In other words,
I shun you.
I just don't want this to...
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jason. Obviously, you have some issues with your dad. That's fine. I mean, he wasn't the greatest dad, and there's issues. Because if he was the greatest dad growing up, and you really respected him growing up, then if he did something like this, you'd be sort of disappointed by it, but you wouldn't be sort of disgusted by it. So it seems like this is opening up a wound or tearing the scab off of sort of some old stuff, where maybe he wasn't a perfect dad. True?
Yeah, I mean, he was good. I mean, he was my little league coach, and I don't think he ever did anything wrong, but I just don't think he maybe did enough.
Well, here's the... first off, I don't let you hang out with my dad. You would kiss this guy's feet.
Your dad's great.
Yes, great guy. You know, not a great, you know, he's no good for a dad, but he's fine for a guy. Worthless dad. listen.
Well, listen. So, okay,
No, quiet down. Let me address this. Look, Jason.
Yeah.
I really do think you're up on your high horse about this a little bit. I think the fact that he wants to marry her is actually sort of shows that at least he's serious.
He's noble.
I mean, it's not like he's just dating some 23-year-old. Maybe he has actual feelings for her and he wants to marry her. So the marriage part shouldn't really be a strike against him. In a way, it should be, well, he loves her. He has feelings for her. And if a 27-year-old can love a 23-year-old, why can't a 51-year-old love a 23-year-old? I agree she's young, but your mom did leave him. It's not like he's cheating on her. Mm-hmm. And for that matter, and, you know, he wasn't a great dad, but he didn't abuse you, and he didn't, he didn't do drugs, and he was your little league coach. So why don't you cut him a break?
Yeah, I wish I could, and I wish...
I know, but you... This doesn't sound like the issue. I mean, this just sounds like you have issues with your dad,
right,
and this is sort of spearheading the thing. But you said he wasn't a bad dad.
Yeah, I hope at some point in time I can kind of get over it.
Well,
I don't want to turn into one of those things where I don't speak to him for 10 years.
But yeah. I think that if that did happen, it'd be you who created
it. It's a little selfish on your part.
What? But, Jason, I'm trying to get at it. Listen, I got issues with my dad, too. But I'm curious what yours are. I mean, you say he was with your mom. He stayed around. He was your little league coach. He wasn't abusive in any way.
No.
What really was so... He sounds better than 99% of the dads that father people
no,
to call this show.
He wasn't bad at all. It's just it's very something has got me to where I'm going to have a stepbrother named Jason, and he's dating this girl who's basically the same age as my sister. It just to me it just seems so wrong.
I wouldn't call it right, but I certainly wouldn't call it a deal breaker.
It sounds awkward.
You having a stepbrother that shares your same name really isn't just neither here nor there. Number one, I mean, I know it's one of these things that you can grab onto and hang your hateful hat on, but it doesn't make a difference. He's got a young brother named Jason and your name Jason, so who cares?
Well, what's the chemistry?
And not your dad's fault, by the way,
right,
that her kid's name is Jason.
What's the chemistry like between you and his future wife?
Well, since I've left, I've probably only been over to the house maybe a couple of times, and the times that she and the little boy have been there, they pretty much hide.
Okay. Maybe they sense your hostility or your disapproval.
Kid to, go into another room or...
All right.
My dad, he's not, she's not over, come on over, that type of thing. And
all right, Jason, here's what I would say. First off, Jason sounds a little spoiled. Jason, please listen to the show and hear about the women that were raped repeatedly with a banjo by their dads. And your dad had you play second base instead of shortstop on the Little League team he was coaching, and you PO'd.
Yeah, Jason sounds very disappointed in something his dad did or didn't do.
Yes, this ain't enough. No. This ain't enough. And by the way, if your dad was your hero, this could put him in even higher standing.
Yeah.
He's got a hot 23-year-old. Your dad didn't divorce your mom. He didn't cheat on your mom. Your mom left him. He fell in love with someone who's younger.
Right.
The kid's got your name. Who gives a rat's ass? And by the way, Jason, the fact that he's got my name, shows that Jason is one of these guys who thinks the world sort of revolves around him. There's 5 billion Jasons out there that have nothing to do with you, Jason.
I would say the onus is on Jason to maybe get to know this gal and spend some time with his dad.
Go to the wedding and be nice. And look, if you want to, why don't you go out to breakfast with your dad and talk to him.
Yeah.
Just tell him what you're feeling.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It's not going to get further. All
right.
How about Matt in Ohio? He's been
not ready. Taking a break. Dr. Bruce here, filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew back tomorrow night?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you, Bruce.
Where's Dr. Drew?
No, I mean, you got to leave now. Okay.
Just shut my mic. I'll listen.
Okay. Chris, what are you laughing? You're going to him. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Get it on. Hip, huzzah. I want to replace that, get back to that old school hip, hip, huzzah instead of hooray. So gay sounding. Hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. No. Huzzah. You want to try it, Bruce?
Sounds like the hizzy.
Hip, hip.
Huzzah. It'll work at that a little.
It's got to be like a 5 Mississippi before something comes out of your mouth. You want to try it one more time? Hip, hip.
Huzzah.
Didn't we establish...
You want to be my voice? What?
That's what the Nazis said when they tracked on a Jew or something?
Ooh.
No.
Anderson. I thought that's what we established.
Did we establish that?
Yeah, that's where it came from originally.
No, it did not. First off, where it came from originally. It's like 500 years old.
The Englishmen maybe it was the Russians.
On ships would do that.
Which one?
Hip, hip, huzzah. You think it was established in 1941?
I've never heard that before.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I listen to the History Channel. I still haven't.
The guy from Magic Mountain says it all the time.
There we go. Don't get me started on that. Chris, do you realize that Bruce had never seen the bald guy with the huge glasses
who
danced all the time at the Magic Mountain?
Every hour.
It is the most annoying campaign ever devised.
This is the guy that does the somersaults, and he's the guy that looks like the guy that was on Letterman with the big black glasses.
He does look like Larry Bud Melman, and he dances around.
Yeah, I blocked that out.
Well, how about not blocking out everything that I let in? How about that, brother?
I'll just remember to revolve around you as the
universe
does. Okay.
Please. Billboards, buses, bus stops, everywhere. And now they're doing this twofer thing where there's two of them. Which is, like taking a piece of fecal matter and cutting it in half.
A worm.
Now there's two of them.
The guy.
Oh, it is the most annoying, creepiest campaign anyone ever devised. And do they ever do any? Do they do anything? Like, do they get any feedback? Do they talk to any focus groups or anything? Because everyone has to be either horrified or annoyed. Somewhere between annoyed, like at best annoyed by this campaign, at worst horrified.
And you're talking about on national radio. So things that are irritating like that.
No,
if you pull it off the rail.
No,
way,
makes okay. me angry.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
What's up there, Tony?
Remember, I called just now and asked if there was a problem with me, if every guy I've been intimate with has a history of sexual abuse and you hung up on me?
Yeah.
We didn't hang up on you.
You're 19.
Well, I thought you did. The phone cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam did hang up.
Yeah, so everyone you're with has a history of sexual abuse.
Yeah, I find that out after we've been together like a month.
Well, but when you say everyone, what is that, 2.5?
No, every guy. I've been with 6 guys, every guy.
Yeah, that's very significant.
You've had sex with all 6 of them?
No, I've only had sex with one of them, the last one.
Lucky.
Yeah, did they get abusive in just in terms of how they treated you and boundary issues with
you? Yeah, they did. They all did.
Well, where are you meeting these guys, Tony?
Well, I met 2 of them at school. I met one of them at a party, a couple of them at a party, a couple through friends, different places.
What kind of school do you go to?
I go to a good university upstate.
Which one?
University of Rochester.
Oh. You know what makes me mad?
What?
There's Rochester in New York and then one in Minnesota.
And in Michigan.
And in Michigan. We really need 3?
No.
And once Drew and I almost got into a fist fight on a airplane once because I was telling him Rochester's only this far and he was talking about the one in Minnesota and I was talking about the one in New York and we started yelling at each other and screaming we're both right because we're both talking about different Rochesters.
Wow.
Shouldn't we just agree on one? Isn't it confusing?
You're yelling on an airplane. Okay.
Why have names for places if everyone else is going to share that name?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. That's,
okay.
Okay. Sounds serious.
Salem, Oregon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Salem, Mass.
Paris, New York.
Well.
Paris, France. So if it's a
yeah,
different
but
country.
It's a different country, I'll hang with it.
Okay.
Tony?
Yep.
Tony with an I, right?
I-E.
Yeah. Okay. Is that how you do that, Tony? Okay.
You do it however you want.
So, Tony, it usually means you're just hanging around with people that are sort of troubled. Although, a large group of people have been abused. I mean, it's a pretty good-sized population to choose from in our society these days.
That's what I keep telling myself to make sure that, you know, I'm not crazy. I haven't ever been abused.
Mm-hmm. And is your parents are good and your mom and dad are together?
No, they're horrible, but I've never been sexually abused.
Mm. What's horrible?
Well, yeah, they're horrible by my standpoint. I live with my mom. She's fine. Gets on my nerves, but she's fine. My dad is a total jerk. I'm not going to curse. He's a total jerk, but I really want to. Mm-hmm. He did my birthday just passed. He didn't even call me. I haven't spoken to him before that in like 2 years. He's just like, and when he does speak to me, he keeps telling me that, you know, I talk to him like I'm an adult and that I need to really like get myself in check. And, you know, I'm a good student. You know, and everything is good. So I don't see what the problem is.
Okay, but so you're implying that your dad's somewhat abusive emotionally?
Emotionally, yes.
Okay, and that didn't just start last week. I mean, that's from the time you were born. A lot of things happen that shape your future and your future choices when you're an infant. And the first couple years of bonding are critical. So there's a lot of stuff that went into programming your computer that's water under the bridge. Mm-hmm. But you're describing some of the roots of that with the relationship with your dad.
All right.
So if you look at why you're picking these guys, working with alcoholics, they'll tell you a woman that's been married to an alcoholic's codependent, the guy dies, and you put her in a room with 1,000 guys and 1 alcoholic, that's the person she'll find. It's just the same thing with being a victim. So there's something in your emotional makeup that would indicate you really need to talk to a therapist. Don't get any more relationships until you sort it out.
Well, let's look at it this way. What is attraction? Especially for women, because women aren't attracted to physical, mechanical things like guys are, or at least not to the degree men are. So let's break this down, Bruce. Remember when Bruce used to be the just go-to gay, he used to be the gay name that you would go to? Bruce! Brucey! You know what I mean?
Breaking this down, or are we
breaking
it down?
Okay, we'll break it down, but it's Bruce. I'd like to see Bruce make a comeback as the gay name.
I would not. That's fine.
Why?
I'm secure in my heterosexuality. Okay. Yeah. I'm a metrosexual.
Yes. He had sex on the bus. Oh. Here's the point. Bruce, good gay name, need to bring it back. Women sort of get themselves into trouble more than guys do because they're attracted to things that aren't just visual. Meaning, you could take a guy, and if the guy was raised by alcoholics and the guy was abused or the guy had a mom that pulled a number on him, if there's a hot playmate chick, he's attracted to her.
And he'll beat the bejesus out of her, too. Probably. Be abusive of her.
Would you shut up and let me finish my goddamn point?
All right, go ahead.
Stop crapping on my point. Do you know where my points are?
Well, I know exactly where they are.
But just listen to me.
Okay.
Try not to undermine the point. Okay. Just listen. The guy's going to be attracted to a beautiful woman no matter what her history is.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So far.
Right? No matter what the guy's history was, hot, smoking, piping hot, blonde chick, 19-year-old, he's into her.
Right.
Boom. That's what his attraction is. A woman who went through a lot of abuse growing up is going to walk in a room, walk past 10 guys that are more attractive than the one guy at the end and be attracted to him because he's an abuser
right.
or he's an alcoholic or he's got whatever it is that attraction is. Because what is attraction after all? People always make it into something good.
It's familiarity in a way.
Yes, and you know what people do? They give women credit because men, we're so shallow. We only go off our visual faculties. That's all we want. We go walk around. We find the biggest set of jugs and the tightest ass and the prettiest face. And we go home with her. But women so much more evolved because they're actually attracted to what's inside. Well, what's inside is an abusive alcoholic, the same thing your dad was before he split. Mm-hmm. That's what you're attracted to. So that's more evolved than me, who goes for a nice D cup. How dare you? You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
though. That's what
you've
women...
You've woven your misogynistic
How
worldview.
Dare you bring up big words? what I'm saying? This is a valid point. This is an interesting point. Women are attracted to that stuff. That's where their attraction is. Now, if they're totally healthy, they usually just go with the good-looking guy who's nice.
Who's nice.
Yeah.
Right.
But okay. when they're effed up, man, that's where that attraction really comes in, and that's what that, that's where that thing that almost more like scent than sight.
Okay, let's see how Tony...
No.
And I want to see what she thinks about what you just said, because I think...
She doesn't know what I just said.
Okay.
Tony?
Yep?
Did you find a thread of truth in that, or a...
I
more...
understand what he's saying, and people have told me that, you know, I just have a sense for knowing when people are messed up because somebody in my family was.
I would agree with that. And then you try to rescue them.
Yep, exactly. That's what I keep,
because
I want to be a
second. All right. Okay, wait a second, but I mean,
good. You know what? She knows what's going on.
Right, the whole...
Here's my point, though. When she is attracted to a guy, because she doesn't care about looks as much as a guy does, if she's attracted to him, it's going to be a guy who survived abuse or is an abuser.
Right.
So what does she do? Nothing. She's got to get some therapy, and she has to recalibrate her system a little bit.
Right. And the pop psychology answer is you're codependent.
Right. All right. Okay. Nothing? You don't want to heap any praise on me for my wonderful...
I would generalize by saying that you are very insightful.
Thank you. That's enough. Rick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
26?
Yes.
What's going on? Oh, where are you working? You scanning something?
Okay, now it's just the earpiece out. What's that?
Are you there?
I am here. Sorry about that.
Are you at work?
Well, I'm walking outside now. I was having somebody sign a contract, but I'm done.
Wow.
So anyway, my question is for the doctor.
Sign a contract?
You're an attorney?
No, I do pest control. I had to have to sign an invoice. Sorry about that. I was talking to the manager at the same time you guys came on.
Yeah. Let me tell you, this pest control stuff, this is quite a racket.
Yeah,
comes to your house,
bad.
They pay the guy $9 an hour. You know, they do that thing where, like, you see the commercial creates an invisible force field around your house. They show, like, ants and gophers and spiders sprinting the other way with this green glow all around your house. Really, some guy from Guatemala just takes one lap around, just sprays his crap in the bushes, and then leaves. And you get a bill for, like, $169 a week later. And it's like, yeah, that guy you pay $9 an hour to, he was here for 20 minutes.
Rick, yeah. That's not your company.
Yeah, it is.
Hello?
Yes.
All right. No, invisible force field. Go ahead.
I do a lot of commercial.
Like okay.
I'm at Ralph's right now, but my question is, when I was like 5 or 6, I had my left testicle would go up inside me, mm-hmm. and then I had an operation, and then my other one does that now. And, you know, at 6, I don't know how serious that was. And I mean, it seemed to be fine ever since I was, it doesn't hurt or nothing, but it disappears, mm-hmm. like, up inside.
What about it, Bruce?
Okay, when you're the age you had the surgery, it was for an undescended testicle. It didn't come down and go back up. And
It just never came down.
So then you have a higher rate of medical problems, cancer after that. So, but at this point, if it goes up, as long as it comes back down, I mean, that's...
Is it sort of like some people have a, I don't know, finger that'll pop out of socket easily and they can pop it back in? I mean, the canal is enlarged.
You know what I mean?
It can go back, come and go, like landing gear.
Yeah. Well, in his case, he's got a situation where he had a totally undescended testicle, did the surgery. It is more like the finger popping out situation.
Isn't it the other one that's doing it now, though?
No, it's a, well,
same one.
You have to examine them, but it's coming. Well,
no, he can tell us, Rick.
I had an operation on the left side, but now the right side does it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, the testicle is out on both sides. You're saying that in certain situations, it pops, goes back up, and you can't find it.
Yeah,
it goes back in. Yeah, what about it?
That's not a problem.
Not a problem.
Should you, as long as it's out?
It goes back in though, Nimrod.
Yeah,
Dr. Nimrod.
If you get cold enough, yours will go back in, too.
It will not. Go ahead.
I beg to differ with you. I don't want to see the evidence
hit it,
of that.
Hit it with a bomb pop. And let's see where it goes.
He was evaluated. Do I get a Dr. Spaz award tonight?
Yes. Here's the thing. Stop chewing on that stick, number one. Number two, when it goes back in, it should, if it stays in there for a period of time, it could be trouble, right?
That's not what's happening here, though. No,
I can make it come back up, like if I stand up and like push down on my.
It is going back, though. Please understand, it is going back up into him. Yeah. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Okay, but you keep saying, "Well, if it's out, then it's no big deal." But
it's out.
He had the one. He had the other one operated on when he was a child.
For an undescended
testicle. This is the other one.
Right.
It's not that one, and it's going back up.
Right.
So it's not out. It's up oftentimes.
Oftentimes, but not all the time.
But not all the time.
Right.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
Okay, even if it stays up there.
But it doesn't stay up there.
You see, but maybe, perhaps it will. How long can it stay up there? What if it's up there for 2 days?
If he goes in a cold pool and stays in there for 2 days, it'll stay up there. But I would say he's in a range of normal where it's going up and coming down. And when it goes up, it seems to be
gone.
Can
you coax it back down, Rick?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Then it's fine.
Okay.
And it's a nice conversation piece.
Hmm.
All right.
How about Matt and Ohio?
How about you give me a break, mister? Let's take ourselves a break. And when we come back, what? Polycystic ovarian syndrome? Matt? What? Ginger? Where's your Matt? 115-pound girlfriend thinks he's fat?
He's been waiting.
Okay. All right, Matt. Oh, he dropped some tood about an hour ago.
Right.
Hang on, Matt. We'll be with you after this. Hey! Yeah! Bruce!
Yeah.
Woo! Get it on! All right, let's power, buddy. What do you say? I'm running a little bit late tonight, Matt.
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
You have a 115-pound girlfriend who thinks she's fat.
Yeah, this is not like a question. I just want advice. Mm-hmm. Like, I give her compliments every time.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her to death. We've been together for about 3 months now.
All right.
I would do anything for her.
How tall is she?
She's 5'4". So
and
I
she's
know,
not fat at all?
No, not at all.
And she's 17 as well?
She's 15.
15.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure for the gals these days. Now, do you think she's on the cusp of an eating disorder? You think she would... You know, binge and purge or anything like that?
No, but...
But I'm real fat.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Bruce, you tell me in 30 seconds. I don't think telling people who are sort of abnormally worried about something...
I'm kind of like chunky.
I don't think telling them, oh, sweetie, you're not fat, ever did anything. I almost wonder if you should just sort of go the other way and go, would you shut up? Like, what are you complaining about?
Well, if I did that, I wouldn't have any teeth.
Well, maybe you should grow some huevos and lose some teeth.
Yeah. Well, she's 15, and if she's going to develop an eating disorder, if she has altered body image, then this is the time it's going to start.
Right.
So telling her doesn't make any difference.
No.
One way or the other, whether she has it or not. But it is a serious disorder. It has a significant, I think,
it is,
mortality,
but I do,
is like 10 to 20%.
I do think sometimes people just want you to dance with them. Like, look how fat I look. Oh, no, sweetie,
right.
You look great.
Right.
I just think there's a point where you just have to go, listen, you know you're not fat. I know you're not fat. You can't physically be fat at 115 and 5'4". So let's just move forward and start focusing on school or whatever else you're interested in. Or go see a therapist.
Right.
Do that. I bet you get a BJ. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Get it on. That's what I'm talking about. Bruce. Dr. Bruce to you. Filling in for Drew. Dr. Drew to me. And Drew is going to be back tomorrow night. He is... He's coming in tomorrow night and he'll be here Wednesday and Thursday. This will be Bruce's last night. Doing a great job, Bruce.
Thank you.
Excellent
Thank
job, buddy. Hey, Bruce, give yourself a hand, buddy.
Ow!
No, just a hand,
oh,
not
just
the
hand.
Hoot. Yeah.
Adam Kroll has my hookah pipe?
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know, but I got your hookah pipe at my house, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
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 My
Bruce confiscated it from his stepdaughter.
If this is true, you're going to go to jail, buddy.
That's what I told her. Tobacco out of it.
I didn't think so. I said that.
Bruce, like, what is hookah? Hookah? What is this hookah?
All right.
It's called a hookah pipe. Well, what's hookah? Well, no, it's a hookah pipe you smoke pot out of.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like saying, what kind of tobacco is bong tobacco? It's like, it's pot. It's a bong, but you smoke pot out of it.
That's why it's at your house. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Talk to mom.
Yeah.
She's smoking hookah.
Right. Yeah. Bruce's stepdaughter had him convinced that she would just smoke cigarettes from this 8-foot-high glass monstrosity with, like, 5 feet of garden hose hanging off of it. Yeah, she brings it to work, and, you know, during a 10-minute break, she'd go out in the patio and drag her big hookah pipe out there in a hand truck.
Her name's Lauren. Why don't you just address her?
Oh,
give
really?
Her some advice.
That's my sister's name.
Oh, I know. I love your sister. She's
Let me tell you this, too. Does she go L-A-U-R-E-N?
Yeah. E-N. Yeah.
Yeah.
L-A-U-R-E-N.
Yeah. If she ever tries to pull that Y-N, shut it right
there.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's almost like a Celtic.
My sister tried to pull that late in life, like 31.
What's a Germanic thing, you know?
She's like, I'm changing it to Y. I'm like, well, too late.
Yeah.
The paint has dried my brain, baby.
She really did, huh?
Oh, I was like, well, I'm not doing it any different. I was thinking about it. I think I was lying in bed a couple nights ago thinking about Prince. When he changed his name to a symbol.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And then had to be called the artist formerly known as Prince. And I thought to myself, Prince must not have any real friends. Because I could imagine the look on Jimmy's face and Ray's face and Donnie's face and Drew's face and everyone else's face if I said, from this point on, I'll not be called Adam. I will be, you refer to me as this, and I just drew a symbol. They'd be like, are you high, a-hole?
Exactly.
Are you high?
Yeah.
Well, this is the funniest thing. You cannot be serious. Oh, how about, you know what? No, wait a minute. How about we call you douchebag? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'd be thinking that.
I mean, Prince must not have friends. He must just have people that are subordinates or scared
well,
of
Michael
him or
Jackson
on the payroll.
Could do that, and it would come
right.
out the same way.
Because if these guys actually had friends, and the thing about a friend has to tell you when you get a bad haircut or like, we're going out. Well, not in those boots, we're not.
That is true.
Listen, Crocodile Dundee, head back up to the house and put some sneakers on. No way are we going out with those gay boots on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a friend's job, right? Where'd you get that? Put it back. No, you look like an idiot, right? These guys must just eliminate all those guys from their life, and then they talk to guys who are on the payroll, and it's like... I'm changing my name from Prince to this symbol. And they're like, it's great. It's awesome.
And then they're willing to call him the artist formerly known as.
Right.
I can imagine.
Is there any... Look, I hated the guy before that started. Shouldn't we hate him even more now?
Oh, yeah. That's...
Why don't more people hate Prince? That's an interesting question. More people should hate Prince.
Because he projects the coolness beyond perception.
Thing. All right. It's like, all right. Listen, everyone who thinks he's a musical genius, go back and just listen to some Prince from 10 years, 15 years ago. It doesn't hold up very well at all.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's annoying. He's annoying. Mm. His music. Look, here's what I'll say. Good musician, crappy music. How about that?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Candace?
Yes.
21?
That's correct.
Change his name to a symbol, and everyone goes along with it.
What symbol would you choose?
I don't know. I'm not so excited about the whole name as a symbol. That's not really working for me.
I just know you cannot have real friends who, in your life, if you pull those kind of moves, because they would laugh your ass right out of the house.
I know my friends would.
Right. Right. That's what friends are supposed to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're supposed to tell you when you have a zit and tell you when you look like an idiot. Go ahead, Candace.
Well, last week I ended up in the emergency room for some pelvic pain, and I had an IUD, and they said that it had to come out, and they started running tests for something called PCOS, which they told me is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and mm-hmm. that it could cause me to be sterile. And I'm wondering, what PCOS is, does, and if it could have been caused by my having an IUD?
Well, they have a new IUD out now. That's
the plastic kind with a hormone on it called the Mirena IUD.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not going to cause polycystic ovary disease. Polycystic ovary syndrome, you usually...
No. Sexual abuse?
No sexual abuse. One? No, it's usually you're slightly overweight, a hair problem, a little hirsutism, irregular periods.
Hold on, I got to masturbate. A fat, hairy, bleeding? Awesome.
Oh, no, I didn't say fat.
Wow.
Great. Thanks so much. Dare you.
Candace, what are you coming in weight-wise?
I'm 5'3" and 128 pounds.
All right. And you have a little extra body hair on you?
No, not extra body hair. I've got really thick, curly hair on my head. I'm not carrying a mustache, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, polycystic ovary syndrome is very common, and that's what it's characterized by. You have a little too much androgenic stimulation going on. So if you're trying to get pregnant, you're going to probably have to see a specialist, and they might put you on.
Nothing to do with the IUD.
No.
Okay. Because I was kind of concerned that any future fertility problems may have been caused by my contraceptive choice.
No.
No.
Okay.
And you're not, sterility is not a part of it. You may have more trouble getting pregnant. They may have to put you on a medication to help you get pregnant.
But let me tell you my take on this IUD thing. It's like people saying, I flew right after 9/11, flew to New York maybe a week later. And people are like, oh my God, what are you doing? And it's like, no better time to fly.
Absolutely.
Right?
I agree.
This is the best time to do it. And it's like with the IUDs, they had some trouble with these things in the 70s, maybe into the 80s. They pulled them off the market, and there's no way they would get back onto the market with our crazy litigious society if they weren't 1,000,000,000% safe. You know what I mean?
Right.
They wouldn't make their way back on. So smart to use the IUD now because they've been tested, and retested, right?
Right.
They just wouldn't make their way back on if they still had whatever flaws they had.
Yeah.
Okay. You cool?
Yeah. It's still a foreign body, and you put a foreign body inside, and you can have more problems with infection. I mean, if you get a bacteria that you don't want in there and you have an IUD. But, yes, you're right. It's as far as the problems they were having with the original IUDs, where they basically went in and penetrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I just give people a little lesson in etiquette, too, by the way, because I was thinking back to flying maybe a week or so after 9/11, going out to New York. Everyone I told was like, I'll be like, yeah, I got to catch a flight today at 5 o'clock at LAX flying to New York. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You're a braver man than I am. I would, I had a wife that, I wouldn't let her on the plane. No, we canceled our, and it's like, hey, listen, Dilweed, I'm getting on the plane in 2 hours. Can you,
yeah,
can you take it easy?
Trap.
I'm already going to have three Bloody Marys at the airport. You want to make it four now? And people just sort of spout their stuff, like, wow, I would be scared S-less to get on a plane right now. I was like, I'm now getting on an hour and 45 minutes. You want to keep going?
Yeah.
How about just a little, you know what? That's smart because nothing's going to happen. They're never going to do it again, You'll probably be up in the air when the dirty bomb goes off in L.A.
You're right, though.
Yeah, I know I am, but why? But it freaks you out when everyone's like, oh, man. I was talking to people that are like, oh, well, we had travel plans and we canceled them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a brave man.
You don't want to talk about security.
What, you got some kind of death wish? Yeah, it's like, would you shut your pie hole? I'm getting onto the plane.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I flew last week, and they did a security search with the wand with my 5- and 8-year-old, and I...
Sure.
I went right through.
Yeah, but the 5-year-old.
A 5-year-old.
Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that.
Yeah, I got like the that. Wand. Like take the shoes off.
You want some metal detector now.
let me say this about the airport security. Could we just go ahead and standardize the S? Does it have to be wildly different from L.A. to JFK to Newark? You know, one place you're taking your shoes off, next place you're walking through with those shoes. One place, the bottled water, you got to pass through the thing. The next one, you get to carry it through. One of them, you can't walk through with a hat. The other one, keep the hat on. Can we just go ahead and standardize that?
Right.
Makes sense,
my
right?
Hat's off to all those people that work security.
Oh.
They have a tough job. I mean, I was watching. People are... I was starting to get...
Job.
The front... Well, no, I'm checking in. They're telling me, oh, your five and eight-year-old are excluded from this. Then you get there, and these guys are just doing their job. You know, the first reaction is to get...
Yeah.
Peeved at him, so
yeah.
They have a tough job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I found weird about airport security? It's like somebody had to decide. Someone decides when you're building an airport. Like when you pull a permit to build an airport, you have to decide on an ethnicity for the security guards to be, and then that's it. That's all you got. LAX is black. But I've been to other ones that are like Indian and stuff. But it's not a mixed batch, you know? It's, oh, you got the, who do you want? You want the Asian guy? You want the Indian guy? You want the black guy? You want the white guy? No, you decide. There must be some box you check or something when you're pulling a permit to build an airport. What is the ethnicity of the security going to be? So let's go black. All right, that's it. That's all they got. Other places, it's all white. Other places, I swear to you, I've been to small airports, just like Middle Eastern, Indian guys. It's a weird thing, but I don't know if they're all relatives or they get their friends in or how it works exactly, but it's like they decide on one, that's it. Let me ask you a question. You've passed through LAX several hundred thousand times in your life, yes?
Yes.
Ever seen an Asian security guy?
No.
No. Ever seen anything other than black, male or female?
Ah, boy, that's... Let's do a study on that.
No, I'm just saying... There are places that are all white, and there are places that are all whatever, but they're never mixed up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well,
I mean, they're mixed up everywhere else. They're mixed up at the restaurant. They're mixed up at the baggage thing.
Go to Ontario Airport. They're pretty mixed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was ethnically diverse.
A lot of white
like
trash
that.
Over there?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
Ginger?
Yes.
18?
Yes.
You're dating a 31-year-old guy?
Practically, yeah. Or we're talking or seeing each other right now.
Mm-hmm. And what's the problem?
I wanted to know because my friend that works with him told me that he might have a girlfriend and that he's kind of like, he's good with his words and he's kind of shady. And I'm wondering,
sweet
you know,
talker.
Who do I trust, you know?
Trust your inner voice telling you the guy's not trustworthy.
Hmm. Ooh. Well, here's the thing. When you find a guy who's in his 30s and he's dating or attempting to date or having sex with or trying to have sex with an 18-year-old, he's already on the sort of suspect list.
Right.
Now, so the point is he may not be a cheater or he may not be a two-timer, but he is in he's got into a high risk category.
It's almost a victimization role that he's
yeah,
playing.
You can almost just do the math because you're dating him. He's an idiot.
Yeah. No, seriously. Does that make any sense to you, Ginger?
I mean, when I first met him, I thought he was like 23 or 24, and you know, he didn't know how old I was. So.
Yeah. Right. No, he didn't know. He figured he was hoping you're 17. Turned out you're 18.
Yeah, Ginger, you understand the dynamics. There was a guy that called his dad's 53 dating a 23-year-old.
51.
This is a lot worse, whatever.
Go ahead.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Ginger, because the age difference, 31 and 18, there's such a huge difference.
Yeah. I don't know if this is worse, but it almost is.
Oh,
I mean, 18 is young, and 31 for a male is been around the block a couple of times.
There's a reason a 31-year-old male has a need for an 18-year-old mentality
well,
to date.
Here's the thing.
Not, they're not good reasons, generally.
Here's the thing.
Control.
It doesn't mean the guy is two-timing or cheating or whatever. It means there's a higher likelihood
right. Very
that
high.
He's doing it. Okay.
Now, what is about your friend saying, what's your friend's evidence? Does she know him or somebody told her?
Yeah, he works with him. My friend's a guy, and he never has lied to me ever. He's a very nice friend, and he's trying to look out for me, he told me. And he's like, you know, I don't... I would just be very careful because he's very good with his words. And, mm-hmm.
and are you having sex with him?
No.
But you have a crush on him?
Yes.
And have you guys been on a few dates?
Yeah, like we've hung out, like we, you know, hooked up or whatever, but...
Well, what have you done physically?
Not much, you know, just kissing, and you know, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Hand up the sweater?
No.
No.
It hasn't really progressed that way.
Mm-hmm. And do you work with him, or does your friend work with him?
No, my friend works with him.
Mm-hmm. What's he do?
He works at like a music store, like selling stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is he a loser?
No.
Okay.
You know,
he's a musician, basically.
All right, look. We do not give this our blessing.
No. And confronting him, you know, the problem is...
There's nothing
you don't
to confront.
Trust, this guy, you don't trust him already. You got to go with your instincts on this. Why can't you find a guy that's 18, 19, 20 in your age range?
Hmm. Where's your dad?
He lives up north.
But what was your relationship like with your dad?
It's really good. It's very open. Like, we're very good at talking with each other.
When did your dad split?
Well, my parents separated when I was, like, 2 years old. And
your dad moved?
Yeah, he moved back to his hometown.
Where's his hometown?
In Northern California, like, almost near Oregon area.
And you lived...
In
where?
Southern California.
Yeah, so that's abandonment. I mean, I know you guys are free to talk about him abandoning you, but at age two, when daddy picks up and splits to Oregon... And I don't care, by the way, how great it is, you know, where, oh, no, every Christmas I got a stuffed animal and he would come down every odd month and say hi to me. Like, your dad picked up and left the state.
There was a potato famine and he had to leave to...
Well, no, he didn't leave the state. He's still in South California, just near Oregon. And we do talk at least once a week. And, you know, we do see each other quite a few times a year.
Well, growing up, though, and by the way, California's a real big state. So, you know, you can live in San Diego and he can live on the Oregon border, and that's far enough. You're calling from Diamond Bar. He's on the Oregon border. In many states, you would be two states over.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the technical part about him leaving the state doesn't really, neither here nor there. He picked up and moved away, essentially. Yeah. And that's a bummer for a girl, a two-year-old girl.
That's a huge thing. So, look, Ginger, the way you diagnose something or the way you figure out a problem is you put the evidence together. You've got issues of parental abandonment, the problems with your dad.
Yes, we got a new daddy in town.
You got a new dad,
31-year-old. He plays the hollowed-out fish, and he's in a band.
Yeah, and there's another guy that's giving you the message, this guy's not trustworthy. And guys sniff out other guys pretty efficiently.
All right, listen to that guy and maybe start dating him. And I knew this. I knew her dad was. It's always whenever a chick is into older guys, there's always some weird daddy thing going on.
What worries me with Ginger is the denial there. I mean, she's not wanting to hear.
I just hope when I F up my kids, they can be this defensive about it. You know what I mean? I mean, look, imagine that. Just think of the psyche. Imagine what that does, especially to a female. You're there until the kid is two. Then you get in a blowout with the old lady. You get divorced. I'm heading up to Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gone. You pick up and leave. You're gone. And you know that sort of visitation thing? You end up seeing your school teachers. You end up seeing your garbage man. You end up seeing the gardener. You end up seeing everyone more than you end up seeing your dad.
Yeah.
And then these guys blow in and they drop off a present and they take them up the Magic Mountain. Bum, 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 bum. The bald guys dance around with the Swifty Lazar glasses. Bum, 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 bum. Scaring the bejesus out of kids. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, you get to play hero and then it's back up to Oregon for... And then these guys start new families. And that's what I think freaks the daughters out the most. It's like, oh, yeah, they're married to the younger chick, and they crap out two or three kids. And the next thing you know, new family, new chick.
Yep.
What kind of, think about that message.
Right, right. There's something missing in the guy, and that's going to create a deficiency, a real problem in the daughter. But she's got a little denial going, so she needs not to get in any relationships till she
all right
sees a therapist, talks to him, gets some insight.
Rachel?
Yes?
19?
Yep.
You had an abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Your ex-boyfriend wanted you to have it?
In February, day after Valentine's Day, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who cares? And I just mean the day after part.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And were you guys still together?
We never officially broke up, but we kind of, I don't know, it kind of petered out after that whole thing happened, and then he moved back in with his first baby mama.
Hmm. It's excellent when guys, some guys, they either seem to have potent sperm, or they just are so active that it's sort of like, you know, just firing a shotgun at a can from 4 feet away. It's just, they just can't miss. Like, it's just, there's so much in the air at any given time. So
he said he had a vasectomy.
He said he had a vasectomy. Oh. Uh-huh. All right, so how old is the guy?
27. I was 18 at the time.
And he's got himself another old lady now and a kid from a... He's done this before.
He's got three other kids, yeah.
Three kids.
With
and he got you pregnant.
Women.
Wow. All right, now hold on. I was wrong last night, but this time I mean it. And I know I'm feeling... Asian or Jew? Come on.
No.
Oh, my...
Neither.
God!
I'm a Lutheran white girl from Minnesota.
You are,
no,
but what
I'm
is
talking
he?
About him. He's a Jew. Jew.
No.
I can't believe it!
No. Nope.
One of these...
I just refuse to accept this. I refuse.
It's probably Norwegian. He's from Minnesota. Is he Norwegian?
No, he's an eighth. He's an eighth African American, and the rest of him is, I think, German and Polish.
Shocking. I you know what, Bruce?
I've
been doing this for 4 months now. I've been wrong every time. I just cannot believe it. You know, I trust my gut. And when I just get that gut feeling, oh, this is a Jew or an Asian. It's always Asian or Jew. That's the feeling, because it's the same guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I've been wrong every single time. Every single goddamn
time.
Surprised
you even asked
the
question
imagine?
Anymore.
Can you imagine me wrong?
No.
That percentage.
Shocking.
Incredible.
Okay.
So, yeah, because it's impossible to stereotype, you know? You just can't do it.
No. So, Rachel, what is your question?
I need to know how I'm supposed to ask him to at least pay for half of this. I just got a $500 bill in the mail the other day, and I've kind of sort of brought it up to him, and all he ever says is, I'll see how it goes next week.
Why are you even still talking to this guy, other than the bill?
I don't know. I see him at least 3 times a week. He works at my favorite restaurant as a server. My roommate and I go there all the time.
Then that should be your least favorite restaurant. You should never go in there. I mean, you should run from this guy. Do you have much insight into why you ever got near this guy?
Couldn't find another Chili's a little further down the road. I mean, you're still into this guy, obviously, if you're going into the restaurant 3 times a week.
He was the first guy I lost my virginity to him.
Oh, okay.
About 4 months before I got pregnant. And
Rachel.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Just listen to me for a second.
Okay.
As you know, I'm a genius. And I'm never wrong, except for this Asian or Jew thing, which I've been wrong with every single time.
You may
absolutely
be
uncanny.
You may be redeemed on that one.
Wow. But here's the thing. You know, it's all the signs, the typical signs. So here's the thing. This guy getting out of your life will prove to be the greatest single event in your life. You should celebrate the day this guy split every year for the rest of your life. This is a horrible guy. He's going to continue to do this. He's going to do it to other people. Fall on your knees and thank your good Lord that this guy's out of your life. Now, the fact that you have to sort of bring him and reintroduce him into your life means there's something going on with you. I don't have time to get into it. The $250 this deadbeat owes you, best $250 you'll ever spend.
That's right.
Stay away from the guy. Go find. And don't give me that crap. Oh, I lost my virginity. Who cares? It's like saying, you know, I'm very nostalgic about this guy because he was the first guy to beat the S out of me when he pulled me out of my car. It's like,
yeah,
you dodged a bullet. Now move on. And what's wrong with your friends? Why aren't they telling you stay away from this guy's restaurant? This guy's a loser. You're better than that. What's wrong with your friends? Why are they going with you to the restaurant? Why are they supporting this?
Well, the one of them has been with him too. I mean, I guess that's the only reason she still goes there. She's not over him either.
Okay. Rachel, baby, what's wrong? What happened to your self-esteem?
Yeah.
How did it get so low?
6'4".
Huh?
I'm huge. I'm 6'4".
6'4"? Ooh, I'm going to spit on the mic. So what?
It's really tough to date.
Really? How big? What's your weight?
I'm not actually sure of what my weight is, but I wear a size 14, 16.
14, 16. So you're a lot of woman.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me say this, sweetie pie. Yes, you're a big girl. And yes, not all of society will be attracted to you, but there will be people attracted to you, and there will be good people attracted to you. And by the way, no people attracted to you for a period of time is better than the wrong people attracted to you, because the wrong people attracted to you can actually get you killed. They can beat the crap out of you. They can get you pregnant. They can destroy your life. Whereas nothing for a few years, go get an education. Go work on something. Get your career going. Get your life going. Take a couple of years and do whatever you got to do to get Rachel moving in the right direction. Then when you're doing your thing and you're dialed in, guys will magically be attracted to you. All right?
Are you hearing that?
I hear that.
Rachel,
that's enough. We got to take a break.
Excellent advice.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are. Absolutely.
Don't judge your self-esteem by how into you other people are. That ain't what it's about. I know it sounds, I'm sounding super preachy now, but stop trying to convince everyone you're something you're not, or you're hot, or you're attractive. Go do your thing. Get off doing your thing, and then let them find you doing your thing.
Right.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. But yes? Rachel's in pain.
Yes.
And this guy's like a drug, and she'd be just as well off sticking heroin in his arm as going and sleeping with him again.
But you know what? It's a bitch. If you're a woman and you're big and there's, you know, something wrong with you physically, or you don't look right, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but the reality of it is anybody can find somebody.
True, please.
True, how dare you.
No, it just is as a guy, it's like, all right, just hunker down, start your own business, get yourself.
Can an overweight person be happy sexually in a relationship? Absolutely. It has nothing to do with.
But listen, let's face it. If you're a 19-year-old girl and you're overweight and you hear all these idiots on Oprah saying, hey, baby, it's what's inside that counts. You can hear all the rhetoric you want. You know, when you go to the club, see how many guys ask you to dance.
Right.
Oh, you're beautiful, baby. Oh, big is beautiful. BS.
Yes.
You feel like hell. So get your S together, and you'll find a guy's in you.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love line, everybody. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Yeah, get it on. Woo!
All right, Chris.
Let's go. Got to get it on.
Okay. I
have no choice but to get it on. Must get it on. Mandate to get it on.
That's good.
Anderson thinks you're smoking dope over here.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm punchy.
That's all right.
I'm feeling punchy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Let's go. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Or as I know him, the cat. Coming back
the
tomorrow
cat.
Night, so the mice have to play tonight. You know what I'm saying?
He'll straighten you out.
He does not go for my shenanigans.
No.
Esther?
Hey.
14?
Yeah.
You're Asian, and you have a 36 double D? Oh.
Yes.
Wow. And you're 14?
Yeah.
Who is number one?
Oh, that's Minka, the number one Asian big boob queen. Have her say it, Anderson. That's
number
my
one.
Favorite.
Number one, Asian big boob queen.
Can't say queen. She's hot, Minka. Bad breath, though. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Esther?
Don't play tennis no more.
Yeah. She used to play tennis, but then she got the implants.
I play tennis normal.
Yeah. Esther, that is quite a combination, the whole Asian double D thing. Mm. You don't see it that often.
Yeah.
Are you a big gal?
No.
Hmm. Wow. What kind of Asian are you?
I'm Korean.
Ah. Tough.
Who is number
Koreans.
One?
Yeah. Tough people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Minka may have been Korean, too. But, you know, in the porn industry, they just assign you. They made her Japanese because Korean was too.
Oh, Minka's from the porn.
Yeah, Minka's from the porn world. But in the porn world, if you're Asian, they just make you Japanese because it's too confusing to do all the stereotypes and all the titles and all that kind of stuff with Korea.
Or is it in
it doesn't really work. You
North
know,
Hollywood, they can only relate to one type of
yeah.
Asian.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know there's a difference between Japanese and Chinese until like 6 months ago. I swear to Christ.
Okay, so Esther, are you experiencing like verbal abuse from young adolescent males because of your breast size?
No. Guys, don't talk to me.
Do you seem like you're getting more attention from males? Or they seem to be looking
at
you?
Not at all.
Well, what's up?
I don't know.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
Going to be
a sophomore.
That's
hard.
Wait a minute. That's the 10th grade, right?
Yeah, 10th grade.
10th grade. 14, you're going into the 10th grade?
Yeah, I'm going to be 15 in November.
Wow. Did you skip a grade?
No, I just started school early.
Oh, okay. All right. And, well, at least the good news is at least you're in a, you know, high school. It's not like you got those big jugs. Now, see, when I went to junior high went from 7th to 9th. So you'd be in with those double Ds, and you'd just be going into, like, the 9th grade. And, of course, you'd be the only one with double Ds in the 9th grade besides Mrs. Wolk, who taught remedial English to me and went about 300 pounds.
Oh.
But, oh, smelled the high heaven, too. Oh, a female smell, too.
She's probably listening tonight.
Oh, her cats probably ate her years ago. 30 cats. But you go to a public school?
Yes.
You do. And it's a good public school?
Yeah, it is actually very good. I actually live in Maryland. I don't live in New York.
Okay. All right. Well, if you go to a good public school and you're in Maryland, people sort of mind their P's and Q's. And now, would you like it if more guys were looking at you or showing you attention?
Yes, but not only because of my boobs.
Yeah. Well, let me ease your mind here for a second, Esther. First off, name of my first girlfriend, Esther.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear some stories?
Yeah. Got the second base, like under the stands at the football field.
Woo.
Yeah.
The stands full, or were they?
No. We decided to go under there. they're actually turned over. We're actually on top of them, but technically the underside. She was, changed name to Esty. Hot. So here's the thing. Guys, you know, Drew always makes a big deal about this, and we haven't got into this in a while, but guys, especially young men, but almost all men, are into physical attributes of women.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, if a woman has beautiful eyes or beautiful legs, I mean, we all know there's that beautiful blonde chick who's angelic looking and you just can't take your eyes off her, and she's that 15-year-old and she's a cheerleader and all that stuff. Why is it, if she's modestly chested, you're into her? Oh, it's great. Yeah, no, she's beautiful. But if you're into a girl with a big rack, oh, come on now. That's, come on now. You know what I mean? It's all physical.
Mm-hmm.
One person has a great ass. The other one has a great rack. One of them has, great eyes. The other one has great areolas. It's just physical. You're not into their mind. It's like if there's a woman who's slender and sort of flat-chested but very beautiful and you're into her, oh, wow. Fantastic. Let's throw a parade for the guy. But if she's got a nice rack on her, it's like, come on, buddy. Grow up. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen studies where adult males that are more fixated on women with large breasts tend to test out more emotionally immature. So
how
there
dare
is,
you?
I know. I've hesitated.
How dare you come in here and attack? You didn't see any such study.
I'm taking my life in my hand. I may never be back in, but that's the truth.
The point is guys are into physicality. There's no 16-year-old guy who gives a rat's ass what is going on in the head of a 15-year-old girl, other than, does she like me? Is she cool? I mean, if she's a total wreck, forget it.
Right.
And will she put out?
Yeah.
So, other than that, it's all physical.
Yeah. That's okay? It. That's when you're maturing adolescence. So that's the sort of an immature.
We factor
immature
everything in. We factor your hair in, your eyes in, your nose in, your ass in, and your boobs in. It all, calves, it all gets factored in. So you just get an A+ in the boob department, but nobody is going to date you, you know, a complete train wreck just because you got a big set of cans. Okay. So how else are you doing, Esther? Everything else cool with you?
Actually, I was wondering, like, if there's anything that I could do, because my back always hurts, and I don't know what to do, and I can't get, like, a breast reduction. I'm too young, and
Yeah. Well, from hearing this question over and over on this show, nothing really. I mean, I would say you can't get a reduction at 14. You should stretch as much as possible and do exercises that strengthen your back. And other than that, you know, sort of live with it until you can possibly get a reduction if that's something that's in your future. You don't want to get a reduction this early because they'll keep growing. And you may want to consult a plastic surgeon anyway just to say, you know, when you think, 17, 18. But I would say tons of, like, stretching and working out and that kind of stuff for your back.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's the one thing I know I'm going to think about when I'm on my deathbed. I'm going to say to myself, I should have stretched more.
Mm-hmm. Not like drinking water.
No. Shouldn't everyone just stretch more?
Stretching, especially before vigorous exercise, but it's rarely done.
Her walking across the room is a vigorous exercise with those cans.
Yeah.
Stretch out. Stretch that back. Yeah?
Absolutely.
I wonder what...
Critical.
I wonder what percent... You know what? And I don't think a lot of people know what it's like to really be stretched, but a million years ago, I used to kickbox, and they would stretch you. I mean, they would force you to stretch because you have to try to kick people in the head.
Yeah.
And it's one thing just to sort of stretch on your own, but it's another thing when they get a guy on you and he's leaning on your back, and all of a sudden your forehead is pressed against your knees, and you're on the floor, and you're doing the splits and stuff. You can be stretched, baby, and it is really good. It's painful, but nothing better.
No, but if you don't do that, you're going to experience a muscle tear pretty early on and wish you had stretched.
All right, so stretch out. Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll get back with Jennifer as whiskers growing. Not sure where those are growing. Jennifer?
Yes.
Whiskers?
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, they're, like, coarse. A little. Well, some of them are coarse and some of them aren't, but they're long and they're black.
Upper lip?
No, on the chin and like on my, like where my, not quite where my sideburns would be, but like down below my ear, on my cheek, my like my chin cheek area.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. We got to take a break. I was riding a little momentum into the break with the hot Asian teen with the huge cans, but then we went to the whiskers call and I lost it.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, but you know, you could have gone to anal sex.
Nikki loves anal sex. Let's see if I just get a little
sell
blood.
It.
Maybe I can get a little blood flowing before we head into the bathroom just to leather up just a little bit in case you catch me at the stall.
Yeah.
Nikki?
Yes.
You love anal sex?
I do.
All right. You hot?
I would like to think so, yeah.
All right, hang on. All right, I got it.
You did it.
Well,
let's go to the bathroom.
Anal sex, my boyfriend. And I don't want to, he wants to go all the way with me.
All right, Drew.
Did you lose it?
All right. Bruce here tonight. I got a little wood now. We're going into the break with a little momentum, and we'll be right back after this.
I've had anal sex, and I've passed out a couple times.
Art Smart. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Comedy expert Adam Carolla here.
What's funny, Adam?
Tell you what's funny. What's funny is you people telling me what's funny. That's funny.
That's funny. Trying to tell you anything sort of funny.
Telling me stuff. That's a laugh riot.
Yeah.
Dr. Bruce doing a man's job. Filling in for Dr. Drew. He'll mercifully be back in the studio come tomorrow night.
Where's Dr. Drew?
Where's Dr. Drew?
I love that guy.
Where's Dr. Drew?
I love that guy. Yeah. He'll be back tomorrow night. Now, God love Bruce.
Dressed as SpongeBob.
Smart is the day is long.
Wake up, the cloven hoofed prince of darkness.
I love that guy. Smart, that Bruce. Super smart.
Yeah.
Doesn't translate into one nickel, but smart. Nikki?
Yeah.
19?
Yes, sir.
Digging anal sex.
I dig it a lot, actually. I don't know. Mm. Something I'm really into, and my ex-boyfriend was into it and everything like that.
Sure.
And I think that that's kind of what turned me on to it, but we broke up, and now I'm with a new partner, and he won't even try it.
Here's the thing.
You pansy!
Part of it is the idea, and I don't know how you couched it to the new guy, but Fudge Packer number two, as I like to call him, but is, did you say, I used to enjoy this with my old guy, and I'd like to do it with you now? Or?
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
It was more like, I mean, we were sitting around, and he was asking me what it is that I actually like to do, and, you know, just so I guess he would know how to please me better, and I was kind of embarrassed to date him because he seems like he's that prude type. I mean, he doesn't even like to try many things, and you know, but I'm really into him and everything. But I kind of just told him. It was kind of hard for me, but then he was kind of like, well, I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. The idea of it's not. If he said it doesn't turn him on in any way, and so I mean, I don't.
Okay,
know
so there's probably two things working against you. One, he ain't into it, and guys who ain't into it ain't into it.
Right.
Drew ain't into it. I ain't into it. Bruce is into it exclusively. So really, there's really quite a range. He does nothing but that.
Oh,
and
how dare you? Any other issues, Nikki? Abuse issues in the past? Because, I mean, if you're exclusively into anal and that's the only way you can have an orgasm, sometimes there's something going on.
That was Anderson playing a drop. That wasn't her.
Oh, I love anal sex, and I actually masturbate that way as well.
Wow. I'm not like, just specifically into that. I mean, I do, like, you know, regular sex anyway. But
can you have an orgasm with regular? Can you have an orgasm with regular sex?
It's kind of like, I guess it's a form of an orgasm. No, I've never, like, came where, you know, where you watch the pornos and it's like, you know, girls are gushing out or anything like that. No, I've never experienced that.
No, I'm just saying, listen, did I say gushing out or watching? Can you have an orgasm through regular sex?
I would guess I would say I don't know, and I guess if I say I don't know,
hold on a second. Look, when there's a good 25-second pause between the question and the answer, we'll just go with no.
Yeah.
And it's no with everything.
Yeah.
It's just whenever there's that huge long pause, it's just no. So, no, what about through oral sex?
No, I don't like oral sex, and I know that's weird.
Okay,
can
we cut the huge time lapse in between the answer?
You just smoke a lot of pot or else?
What's going on, Nikki? Okay, do not do the 10 Mississippi count in your head. Just say no. Not into oral sex.
Something happened when I was a girl, and I prefer not to experience
What? Oh, what happened? Grandpa?
No, it wasn't weird? My grandpa.
Who did this? What happened?
It was a guy that I've known, like, most of my life, and I was sleeping, and it kind of just happened, and it wasn't good because, I don't know, ever since then, I don't like it. It kind of just creeps me out. And
okay, so, I mean, to cut to the chase, you've had sexual abuse issues, and
issues, baby. The thing's going on, and here's the problem. All right, this is all I got to say. I'm going to take another call real quick. What freaks a lot of guys out is you going, I'm 19, I want anal, I love anal, and the guy not only could be freaked out about the anal part, but he's freaked out about the part that's driving your ass.
Right, exactly.
Which is the past abuse part, and you don't think there's a connection to it, and this guy doesn't even know about it, he just feels it. You hear some chick saying, make a fist and punch me in the face when you're having sex with me. It's not that you wouldn't enjoy punching her in the face. It's that you realize, your spidey sense starts tingling.
Right.
What happened? Who punched her in the face? What weird atrocity was performed on her when she was 9 years old? And then you get freaked out because we're like animals first that are trying to steer clear of trouble and then humans second. Yes? All right.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. If he doesn't want to do anal, he ain't doing anal. And do not sabotage the relationship. You're into the guy? Fine. spare him the stories about how much you love anal with your old partner over and over and over again, and work on not sabotaging this relationship. And you got to get some therapy for that past abuse. Yeah,
one more word, incontinence.
Incontinence.
Too much anal, you're going to be wearing a diaper in 10 years.
That's right.
So their muscles down there, you stretch them out.
Really?
Trouble. Yeah. No,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
All your,
well, listen.
Probably some of your porn favorites.
Tonight will be my last night. Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, whiskers on the chin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, not all of them are like coarse, like a man's beard.
Right, and
like
these things just started coming out.
Like about a year ago or maybe 2 years ago.
All right, what do you think? Work up, maybe a little problem with thyroid or something like that, Bruce?
Well, if you just have a few of them, it sounds more genetic. I mean, if you start to have a heavy crop of dark, coarse hair, that's something more of a pursuit.
My mom doesn't have them.
Mm-hmm. Are you a little overweight or?
Not much, maybe just a little bit.
How much do you weigh?
I also get them like 193.
You're fat.
Wow. Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm about 6 foot.
Well, people are getting big out there.
Yeah. You're overweight.
I started myself a basketball team.
And how old?
All right, 28.
So things like polycystic ovary syndrome or disease, what we were talking about, you can have a hormonal.
Go to the doctor, get a little checkup, just make sure it's not some hormonal.
Yeah, and then get some laser hair removal.
Yeah, you're fine.
Works nice for dark, coarse hair.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Well, Dr. Drew, regrettably, coming back in the studio tomorrow night.
Dr. Bruce.
Dr. Bruce.
I'll slap that kid.
Great job, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome job.
Had a good time tonight.
Me too. Always a good time. Always a good time with Dr. Bruce, who...
You didn't call me Dr. Spaz once tonight.
No. No, I forgot. So I got to write that down next time. All right. Well, God bless you, Bruce. Good job. Dr. Drew in tomorrow night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Who? Not Dr. Spaz. Dr. Bruce. Saying... Mahalo. And a better doctor than Dr. Drew.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.